You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you are with us on this Monday morning. You know, I don't know where Kim St. Ange is coming from here, but she said earlier, not too hot out there yet. It's only 80 degrees at 7 a.m. That was an hour ago. Only 80 degrees.
Yeah, well, 80 degrees is a lot better than 100. I mean, we were at
7 in the morning.
Last week, I was saying there were temperatures in the low 60s at this time. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Yes, I can. It was heavenly and hard to believe where we are today. But yeah, we knew we'd come back to hell's front porch at some point because it's August.
Yeah, fake fall last.
Yeah.
Don't you know it's one of the seasons, one of the like 15 seasons that we have here in Missouri. That's fake fall. We're back to just summer now.
Yeah, we got lured back into it. We got lured into a false sense of security there for sure. 104 degrees. And I think the temperature's going to hit 100 a couple days this week, according to Dave Murray. So
fantastic.
Just be prepared for it. It's coming. Be safe out there for sure. If we were at Channel 4, we'd be out doing stories on frying eggs on the sidewalk and all that good stuff. Right?
I'm out here right now, but you should stay inside. It's too unsafe.
That's because we're looking out for you. Or was that an old
watching
tagline?
Out for you? I thought it was watching out for you. It's always the same. Like every station I've worked at, it's like looking out for you, watching out for you, working for you.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you say it 15 times each report so that everyone remembers it.
That's what
you're told.
Got to have a little fun with it. Walk, talk, take me somewhere. That's kind of what they do.
Put the ruler in the snow and make sure it's demonstrative so people really get a feel for just how much snow has fallen.
We have a little bit of PTSD. Have you picked up on that? Both of us.
I don't sense that at all,
Mark.
We do.
We complain about it a lot, but it's true. Happy to be here, though. Let's put it that way. And not still doing that, for sure. All right. Coming up here, we got Jesse Jane Duff. Anxious to hear her take on the RFK news from Friday. And, of course, his interview with Shannon Bream yesterday. We'll go let you hear a little bit more of that here in just a couple of minutes. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. Since we last had Tom in here, the Cardinals have managed a little bit of a turnaround, haven't they? I mean, they've won a couple of series since then. I don't know that it gets them back in contention, but they've shown some evidence of life.
They had a very, very, very small winning streak, if you can call it that. But then you have Wilson Contreras, who is now out.
I'm trying to be positive here, Kim.
Well, you know who's going to be positive is Tom Ackerman. Because I feel like the Cards could be totally terrible. And Tom's like, I feel good. They're going to come back.
I'm anxious to hear what he has to say about that for sure. And that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, we're going to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Are you aware of what happened when the Rams left St. Louis? It's not as if they did this thing and they said, listen, it's been great in St. Louis, but we want to make more money, so we're going to move to L.A.
That's Michelle Smallman. She used to work here in St. Louis, grew up in Belleville, I believe, works at ESPN now. And she was reading some guy the Riot Act who told her she should still be a Rams fan. She said, no, thank you.
In the name of saving democracy, the Democratic Party set itself to dismantling it, lacking confidence in its candidate in a fair election at the voting booth.
Wow. Yeah, RFK Jr., I thought making a pretty powerful statement on Friday and in his comments again yesterday that the Democratic Party suppressed him. They did. They did everything they could to keep him from running as a Democrat, which is why he switched to an independent, which is why he's now supporting Donald Trump.
I think what RFK's endorsement really shows is that the Kennedy Democrats are actually more at home in the Republican Party of Donald Trump.
Yeah. How about that? That is J.D. Vance. It didn't take him long to pick up on that one at all and say, listen, things are going pretty bad over there. Remember your dad's Democratic Party? A lot of those people are now Republicans. How about that for sure?
Health departments tell First Alert 4 they are closely monitoring the spread of monkeypox, also known as mpox. This comes after the World Health Organization declared the virus a public health emergency.
Guess what? St. Louis County's ready for you. Just so you know, they've got the face diapers. They got them stacked up. They're ready to go. They've got the emergency tents to put outside of the restaurant so you can eat outside on the inside, even though you're not inside eating. And they've got their little circles so you can be 6 feet apart.
Gosh,
we're waiting.
I think you need to all whip out your laminated vaccine passports that everyone was encouraged to get. Because remember, you might have to show that you had your Mpox vaccine.
Monkey
because don't
pox.
You worry. Don't you worry. They're letting you know. Pfizer, I think it is already working on their monkeypox vaccine. Like, get out of here. Like, I'm so tired of them blowing these things out of the water and scaring the living daylights out of some people, because the vast majority of us right now can realize that this is ridiculous. But there are some people who still wear the masks right now, today, probably in the cars or driving to work. You passed them on the interstate this morning, who are seriously not wanting to leave their house because they're already deathly afraid they're going to get the dang monkeypox.
Hey, just out of interest, what is that accent you use when you go monkeypox?
It's the same accent that you use. We have like our go-to accents, and I don't really know what it is or why.
It just dawned on me when you did it. What is that supposed to sound like?
Dude,
monkey pox. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just warning you. Here's what Channel 4 reported. They want you to know that Sam Page and St. Louis County are ready for you if this happens again.
And you may remember the WHO issued the same warning with COVID-19. However, unlike the early days of COVID, there is already an Mpox vaccine available. And right now the virus is mostly contained to Africa.
Coming soon to a Walgreens near you, I'm guessing.
Beware, the hospitals are going to be so filled up. All the local news stations are going to report how many people went in, but they're never going to say how many people discharged. And even if you go in for, like, I don't know, say a broken leg, the hospital will still test you. And if you have it, then you're going to be listed as you're a monkeypox vaccine. You're a monkeypox patient, not the fact that, I don't know, like you broke your leg and your arm because you were in a car accident.
Is there a lobbying group in the United States, like the Political Action Committee for monkeys? Because remember, they dropped the word monkey from it for some reason, and now they just call it Mpox because I guess we're going to offend a monkey somewhere in Africa. I don't know that.
It's probably the monkeys at the zoo are like, don't label us like that.
We changed it from that because you can catch it from more than just monkeys. No kidding. Right? I mean, chicken flu. You're not getting the flu from the chicken, but that's where it started.
What about the chickens? Are the chickens and the birds not offended? Where's PETA? Come on, PETA.
Birds are they're getting their neck stepped on. They're not represented properly. They're just not rich like the monkeys, and therefore the monkeys can get representation. I don't know. It's just silly season. This is where we live these days, right? Oh my goodness. Hey, coming up, speaking of silly things, how about these allegations that by RFK's family that he's completely lost his mind and has endorsed Donald Trump. He handled that pretty well, I thought. We're going to find out what Jesse Jane Duff thinks about his switch and campaigning for Donald Trump coming up in just a minute.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Look, you can talk about maybe she should have had more guts about this or that and the other, but we're the president.
Right.
And Trump's not the president, and we're the president, and now it's going to be about this. But this is about winning. What most people don't give the Democrats enough credit for, all right, but we give the Republicans credit for, it's like, no, sometimes it's just about winning. And it doesn't matter how we look
right
at this moment. It's about winning.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff joining us right now. Jesse Jane, did you recognize that voice?
You'll have to tell me because right now, go ahead and tell me because I'm a little distracted.
It was Quentin Tarantino, the director, he was on with Bill Maher, and he was bragging. He said Kamala Harris doesn't need to do any interviews on policy because right now it's all about effing winning. That's all they care about. So he admits they're hiding her. They know they're hiding her because they know she'll lose when people hear from her.
Well, in fairness, it is all about winning to either side. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, we're pretty much saying the same thing, too. But she has nothing to win on. That's what he's failing to say. Yeah. She has nothing to win on, and they have to have her hibernate like a bear until the sun comes back out next spring, you know, so she can show up for her inauguration. You know, they're just stocking her up into some type of cave and making sure she doesn't come out angry. They're making sure she's well fed. Honestly, it is a debacle to watch what's happening, but I am highly distracted right now because President Trump is right now at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier playing tribute to the 13 that died at Abbey Gate a year,
3 years ago
today. Today's the anniversary of that event.
Wow.
Why isn't the White House out there at Arlington Cemetery
today? Well, because
he's
laying on a beach somewhere right now. Why didn't the Harris campaign, of course, they want to stay away from that controversy. I'm a little surprised the administration allowed former President Trump to be there for that ceremony.
They couldn't stop him. How are they going to stop him? It's not against the law for him to present. He's literally taking the wreath, as I'm watching right now on my screen, and presenting it at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's absolutely incredible that he has topped, let's use his last name, he has trumped the Harris-Biden White House. Again.
Well, yeah, again, and if it wasn't for, I imagine, Newsmax and Fox, you wouldn't know that because I'm looking at a multicast up here on my computer. Nobody else is carrying it. CNN is not talking about it. None of the rest of them, MSNBC, none of them are carrying it except Fox that I can see. And probably, I would imagine, Newsmax,
well, Newsmax.
Maybe
yeah,
One
Newsmax
America News is carrying it. But that's it. Thank you for pointing
it's
that out.
Horrendous that, I mean, I'm actually stunned that this is on live television and Harris is doing something somewhere, you know, preparing, ironing her new pantsuit for her inauguration day, I assume, her polyester pantsuit. I mean, I swear to goodness, does this woman have the same pantsuit in like 10 different colors? She's basically taken from the Hillary Clinton playbook there. But I just am stunned that here it is, this anniversary, and we have President Trump honoring the 13 fallen U.S. service members at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and he's going to be visiting Arlington Cemetery, meeting with Gold Star families again, which the Biden-Harris administration has failed to do repeatedly, and Joe Biden was the vice president during a large portion of this Afghanistan withdrawal. What a slap in the face to U.S. service members that they cannot remember the significant anniversary. But back to Tarantino, your point, they are just trying to hang on because you know what? They know that Kamala Harris is really just a figurehead, that all of their policies will still be going in place. All of the Obama appointees will stay in place. Everybody will keep their jobs. You know, don't worry. You don't need to. You can renew your leases in Washington, D.C., people. You know, Karine Jean-Pierre, you can stay in that luxury condo you're probably living in. My point being is they know that if they just get Kamala Harris back in the White House, nothing will change. They'll have their liberal elite programs. They don't have to worry about us peasants. And because the food prices don't impact him, the gas prices don't impact him. Oh, national security, don't worry. My kids won't have to go to war because I'm sure that they will not get and they will not voluntarily join any branch of the military. They don't have to worry about the southern border. In fact, they profit. Keep in mind, illegal immigration is a $10 billion cash cow with either it be human trafficking, labor, underpaid wages below the table. Many people, including Republicans, have long profited off of illegal immigration. And it's not just a strain upon our system. It is it's human slavery.
So what do you think of RFK's endorsement of Trump? How big of a difference will that make?
It's actually going to, RFK predicted it would give 50% of his voters will come over to Trump. It's enormous. That's why he deliberately withdrew from the swing states, because he knew that he could be a catalyst to help Trump win. I think what the Democratic Party did to him was reprehensible. They fought him tooth and nail in every court, in every state that he filed and got on the, was able to get on with his signatures. They challenged him time and time again. Not just him, Jill Stein, not just, just not RFK. They challenged Donald Trump. Let's not forget that. Tried to keep him off the ballots. The Democratic Party did not want any competition. They are the threat to democracy, because every single day they try to keep people from running for political office so they can anoint their people who don't even have to win any votes to get into the White House.
Everything they accuse you of, they're guilty of. It's true.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful point, honestly. And the fact that Harris is nowhere to be seen, and Joe Biden is on a beach somewhere today on this anniversary that Donald Trump is taking his time out with some of the Gold Star mothers, apparently, there at Arlington National Cemetery. That speaks volumes.
It absolutely does. This right here just tells every person who's a veteran in active duty military, if you think Kamala Harris is going to be your commander-in-chief, a righteous one, you're mistaken. This man pays tribute every single opportunity he has to the military and veterans.
Jesse Jane, thanks for your time.
All right, everybody, take the hill. Cackling Kamala's ironing another pantsuit.
Thank you, Jesse Jane. We're back with the Tom Ackerman in just a minute.
Are you aware of what happened when the Rams left St. Louis? It's not as if they did this thing and they said, listen, it's been great in St. Louis, but we want to make more money, so we're going to move to L.A. Do you understand what Stan Kroenke and the NFL did to my city in the wake of them leaving the Rams leaving to go to L.A.? Are you aware of how this went down at all?
You just picked the NFL. You just said the NFL, so why even pick another team?
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, that was Michelle Smallman, who I guess worked in radio in St. Louis for a while, from Belleville on ESPN now.
Yeah, Michelle was a producer at 101 for a long time, and then became a great co-host there, and then moved on to ESPN's morning show, and she did great. I mean, she defended St. Louis exactly how we want it. Do not slander St. Louis. Do not poke us. Do not poke us.
The guy was mad because she said she was abandoning the Rams. She was looking for another team. And he said, why can't you still support the Rams?
Well, she's like, he's an
do
idiot.
You understand what they did to St. Louis?
That guy's an idiot, and she straightened him out. And so it's just that simple. Do your homework and understand what happened. It's not that hard. And so she straightened him out, and I loved it. I actually thanked her for that very. Yes, I did. Michelle's awesome. Michelle and I co-host the USBWA Awards at the MAC right after the Final Four, the big college basketball awards ceremony. So it's always good to see her when she comes in. But yeah, she lives in New York now and reps St. Louis. And I love it. I absolutely love what she did there.
She said, Gus, are you married? Gus is like, yeah, I'm married. Well, what if your wife left you and then badmouthed you all over town, like telling all the other women you don't ever want to have anything to do with Gus? Would you ever get back with her?
You can't reason with someone like Gus. Like Gus. Gus called in with a point. Yeah.
This is Gus. Don't be like Gus. It's like one of those little memes or something that you see.
Okay. Thanks, Gus.
Yeah, that's how we feel about staying Kroenke around here.
Thanks for playing, Gus.
So since we talked the other day, I went to the game last Thursday, the day game, where they won. The Cardinals have shown some signs of life, haven't they?
Unbelievable day yesterday. So yesterday at about 2-3 a.m., there's a water leak at their hotel. The players' floors, a pipe burst. So they actually had to evacuate the hotel. Not everybody, but anybody who was on that floor, because the hallway was already getting wet. So they got everybody out of the hotel. They had to take their bags down 28 flights of stairs. They're walking down the stairs. Eric Fetty is one of those players. He's starting the game that day. Again, this is like 3 a.m. So Fetty, this is a smart move on his part. He decides, I can't carry bags with two hands. I'm a starter today. I can't wear my right arm out like lugging this suitcase down. So he carries it in his left hand, and Luke and Baker offers to take his bag downstairs. Meanwhile, they're all in the lobby trying to figure out what's next. At about 4 a.m., they disperse and they send and relocate some guys to another hotel. So they get, you know, an hour or two of sleep. Arenado has a suite at the hotel. He calls Nootbar and Pedro Páez. He's like, get up here. You stay in my suite. So they slept on the couch. And they're like, you know, they couldn't sleep. So nobody could sleep. So they all show up groggy and upset and, you know, everything that happened. Kyle Gibson goes and buys coffee, takes coffee orders, aww, comes back with somehow 12 cups of coffee, like balances them on this carrier. And, you know, they all get a laugh out of it. And then they go out and they don't look very good against the Twins. They're down 2-1 in the ninth inning. Donovan hits a ball that looks like a game-ending double play, and whoops, the Twins throw it into the outfield. So now the Cardinals have second and third with one out in the top of the ninth inning. Pham strikes out. It's down to Nootbar, Mr. Nootbar, who slept on the couch with probably one of, you know, how you sleep on those beds that fold out and the bar is on your back.
Exactly.
You know? He, game-winning hit. To left, drives into, Helsley closes it out in the ninth, and the Cardinals win 3-2. It's one of those days that you look back and say, how did we pull that off? I don't know. But whatever it takes at this point, they get a big win. It picks them up a game in the wild card standings. Now, there's a tall mountain to climb here, not much time left. You're 10 out in the division, 5 out in the wild card. But those are the kind of games you have to steal. So now Mike Schilt and the Padres come in for 4, starting tonight. And they are the second wild card team. So you got to keep chipping away and do the best you can. Try to pull out a win here. You know, there's no more excuses or anything. They haven't made any, I don't think. They just have not played well. They have not had consistent offense. It's time to get down to it.
Well, go ahead, Mark.
No, I'm just going to say, I wonder if Schilt has a little extra motivation to win.
I'm sure he has emotions about coming back here, you know, on top of that. Of course, he wants to win, and he's going to say, I just want, you know, I want the Padres to win. But I think deep inside, and he will probably acknowledge this when they talk to him today, is that, yeah, you know, you walk through the door at Busch Stadium where you reported to for many years, both as a minor league instructor. You wanted to be part of the, and a minor league manager wanted to be part of it. He became a major league manager. Got let go. That stays with you. I'm sure it's emotional for him coming through, but he's got a really nice team. He's got a lot to focus on right now, a chance to get the Padres back into the playoffs.
I saw there was a blow to the Cardinals, and that was that Wilson Contreras is now on the injured
break.
List.
Really tough. You know, he breaks it, and it wasn't the pitcher's fault. Just pitch got away from him, up and in, hits him in the right hand of all things. So left hand would be bad. Right hand's really bad because that's his throwing hand. So he has a broken middle finger on his right hand, and I don't know. I mean, you just don't know if he can come back from something like that. He's already broken his arm, came back miraculously from that, but it takes a while for, you know, a broken finger to heal up.
I was going
to
say, how many weeks would you think an injury like that would put you out?
You know, a month left in the season. So, you know, you got to think that it's really down to Pedro Páez and Ivan Herrera, a couple of young guys, to hold this thing down and finish it off. But most importantly, because Páez has played a pretty good catcher, is that someone's going to have to pick up the slack in the middle of the order. And there haven't been a lot who've been able to contribute offensively. I can think of two that have been great all year, Mason Wynn and Alec Burleson. Everybody else has got to pick it up.
We need one of those 20-game win streaks.
That
would be good.
They had 17 a couple of years ago.
I remember that. I went to one of those games.
17.
That was such a hot game, but it was so cool to be part of that. And I think the next game is where that winning streak ended. So I was so glad that I went to the one where they actually continued to win.
Yeah.
That was neat.
I've said this, I feel like, over and over and over again, but don't put this on Ollie Marmol. This is not the manager's problem. It is his problem, but it's not his fault. This is everybody. This is everybody from the top down, and especially players not executing, that has contributed to this. So we'll see what happens here moving forward, but it has been a tough year, and they've put themselves in a very tough spot. That said, yesterday was kind of fun. It was nice to see them walk away with a victory that they could sort of stole from the Twins, and now they've won back-to-back series, beating the Brewers and the Twins.
Little adversity, and now Nootbar has to sleep on a couch from now on to the end of the season.
Yeah, that's right. Get him a couch as a gift.
Yeah. put it in front of his.
Are you aware of what happened when the Rams left St. Louis? It's not as if they did this thing and they said, listen, It's been great in St. Louis, but we want to make more money, so we're going to move to L.A. Do you understand what Stan Kroenke and the NFL did to my city in the wake of them leaving the Rams, or the Rams leaving to go to L.A.? Are you aware of how this went down at all?
You just picked the NFL. You just said the NFL, so why even pick another team?
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, that was Michelle Smallman, who I guess worked in radio in St. Louis for a while from Belleville on ESPN now.
Yeah, Michelle was a producer at 101 for a long time and then became a great co-host there and then moved on to ESPN's morning show. And she did great. I mean, she defended St. Louis exactly how we want it. Do not slander St. Louis. Do not poke us. Do not poke us.
The guy was mad because she said she was abandoning the Rams. She was looking for another team. And he said, why can't you still support the Rams?
Well, she's like, he's an
do
idiot.
You understand what they did to St. Louis?
That guy's an idiot, and she straightened him out. And so it's just that simple. Do your homework and understand what happened. It's not that hard. And so she straightened him out, and I loved it. I actually thanked her for that very. Yes, I did. Michelle's awesome. Michelle and I co-host the USBWA Awards at the MAC right after the Final Four, the big college basketball awards ceremony. So it's always good to see her when she comes in. But yeah, she lives in New York now and reps St. Louis, and I love it. I absolutely love what she did there.
She said, Gus, are you married? Gus is like, yeah, I'm married. Well, what if your wife left you and then badmouthed you all over town, like telling all the other women you don't ever want to have anything to do with Gus? Would you ever get back with her?
You can't reason with someone like Gus. Like Gus. Gus called in with a point. Yeah.
This is Gus. Don't be like Gus. It's like one of those little memes or something that you see.
Okay. Thanks, Gus.
Yeah, that's how we feel about Stan Kroenke around here.
Thanks for playing, Gus.
So since we talked the other day, I went to the game last Thursday, the day game, where they won. The Cardinals have shown some signs of life, haven't they?
Unbelievable day yesterday. So yesterday at about 2-3 a.m., there's a water leak at their hotel. The players' floors, a pipe burst. So they actually had to evacuate the hotel. Not everybody, but anybody who was on that floor because the hallway was already getting wet. So they got everybody out of the hotel. They had to take their bags down 28 flights of stairs. They're walking down the stairs. Eric Fetty is one of those players. He's starting the game that day. Again, this is like 3 a.m. So Fetty, this is a smart move on his part. He decides, I can't carry bags with two hands. I'm a starter today. I can't wear my right arm out like lugging this suitcase down. So he carries it in his left hand, and Luke and Baker offers to take his bag downstairs. Meanwhile, they're all in the lobby trying to figure out what's next. At about 4 a.m., they disperse and they send and relocate some guys to another hotel. So they get an hour or two of sleep. Arenado has a suite at the hotel. He calls Newt Bar and Pedro Páez. He's like, get up here. You stay in my suite. So they slept on the couch. And they're like, they couldn't sleep. So nobody could sleep. So they all show up groggy and upset and, everything that happened. Kyle Gibson goes and buys coffee, takes coffee orders, aww, comes back with somehow 12 cups of coffee, like balances them on this carrier. And, they all get a laugh out of it. And then they go out and they don't look very good against the Twins. They're down 2-1 in the ninth inning. Donovan hits a ball that looks like a game-ending double play, and whoops, the Twins throw it into the outfield. So now the Cardinals have second and third with one out in the top of the ninth inning. Pham strikes out. It's down to Newt Bar. Mr. Newt Bar, who slept on the couch with probably one of the, how you sleep on those beds that fold out and the bar is on your back.
Exactly.
He, game-winning hit. To left, drives in two, Helsley closes it out in the ninth, and the Cardinals win 3-2. It's one of those days that you look back and say, how did we pull that off? I don't know. But whatever it takes at this point, they get a big win. It picks them up a game in the wild card standings. Now, there's a tall mountain to climb here, not much time left. You're 10 out in the division, 5 out in the wild card. But those are the kind of games you have to steal. So now Mike Schilt and the Padres come in for 4, starting tonight. And they are the second wild card team. So you got to keep chipping away and do the best you can try to pull out a win here. You know, there's no more excuses or anything. They haven't made any, I don't think. They just have not played well. They have not had consistent offense. It's time to get down to it.
Well, go ahead, Mark.
No, I'm just going to say, I wonder if Schilt has a little extra motivation to win.
I'm sure he has emotions about coming back here, you know, on top of that. Of course, he wants to win, and he's going to say, I just want, you know, I want the Padres to win. But I think deep inside, and he will probably acknowledge this when they talk to him today, is that, yeah, you know, you walk through the door at Busch Stadium where you reported to for many years, both as a minor league instructor. You wanted to be part of the, and a minor league manager wanted to be part of it. He became a major league manager, got let go. That stays with you. I'm sure it's emotional for him coming through, but he's got a really nice team. He's got a lot to focus on right now, a chance to get the Padres back into the playoffs.
I saw there was a blow to the Cardinals, and that was that Wilson Contreras is now on the injured list.
Really tough. You know, he breaks it, and it wasn't the pitcher's fault. Just pitch got away from him up and in, hits him in the right hand of all things. So left hand would be bad. Right hand's really bad because that's his throwing hand. So he has a broken middle finger on his right hand, and I don't know. I mean, you just don't know if he can come back from something like that. He's already broken his arm, came back miraculously from that, but it takes a while for, you know, a broken finger to heal up.
I was going
to
say, how many weeks would you think an injury would put you out?
You know, a month left in the season. So, yeah. You know, you got to think that it's really down to Pedro Pajes and Ivan Herrera, a couple of young guys, to hold this thing down and finish it off. But most importantly, because Pajes has played a pretty good catcher, is that someone's going to have to pick up the slack in the middle of the order. And there haven't been a lot who've been able to contribute offensively. I can think of two that have been great all year, Mason Wynn and Alec Burleson. Everybody else has got to pick it up.
We need one of those 20-game win streaks.
That'd be good. They had 17 a couple of years ago.
I remember that. I went to one of those games.
17.
That was such a hot, hot game. But it was so cool to be part of that. And I think the next game is where that winning streak ended. So I was so glad that I went to the one where they actually continued to win.
Yeah. I've said this, I feel like, over and over and over again. But don't put this on Ollie Marmol. This is not the manager's problem. It is his problem, but it's not his fault. This is everybody. This is everybody from the top down, and especially players not executing, that has contributed to this. So we'll see what happens here moving forward, but it has been a tough year, and they've put themselves in a very tough spot. That said, yesterday was kind of fun. It was nice to see them walk away with a victory that they could sort of stole from the Twins, and now they've won back-to-back series beating the Brewers and the Twins.
Little adversity, and now Newt Barr has to sleep on a couch from now on to the end of the season.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Get him a couch as a gift. Yeah.
put it in front of his locker in the locker room. Yeah, this is your couch. You sleep in here every night.
It's like the new Rally Squirrel. Here's your beat up couch. I'm sure if it's a nice hotel suite, it was maybe at least a little more comfortable rather than the springs that are, you know, you can feel every single spring
I'm sure you mentioned. They could feel that. Yeah. This is a tough deal, but they still won.
They
found a way. They're just going to get some rest. I'd have them reporting maybe a touch later than normal or something like that today. Mm-hmm. Let them rest up and get back at it.
Tom Ackerman, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, my friend. We do. All right. We'll be back right after this.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
Good morning, Mark. I was listening to Governor Raimondo at the DNC. I don't know what state she's from, but a reporter asked her about the jobs report that was off by almost a million jobs, and she goes, I don't believe anything Trump says. And the reporter says, that's not from Trump, that's from the Bureau of Labor. And she's like, I don't know anything about that. This is the kind of people that, I mean, it's a good chunk of the country that believes this, that has this Trump derangement syndrome. How the heck are we going to govern a country where most of the country has this irrational view of Trump? I wish the Constitution gave us an opportunity to kick states out of the union. I just don't know how we're going to go forward with that kind of attitude.
Yeah, that from the listener comment line from the Odyssey app this morning. You can go there and record messages and leave them for us as well. I agree with him. That's frustrating. When the frustrating part for me is how many just
uneducated on politics people there are out there. The ones that will look you in the eye and say, I don't care about politics, even though it affects every aspect of their life. And the other ones that tune in a week or two out from an election and try to educate themselves on the issues. That's a big problem, because the people that only watch MSDNC or CNN are going to see something like that. And you know, it's going to roll right off of them. They're going to have no idea, because Gina Raimondo didn't know about it. She's the commerce secretary. She might have been a governor. Now she's this commerce secretary, and she claims she didn't know those jobs numbers were inflated.
Yeah, she just didn't know how to react to it, because how do you defend them overshooting by 818,000 jobs?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I'm very bothered, and I know people who will say, I just don't vote because I don't care about politics. You have to care about politics. But this whole thing about researching right before it, I mean, yes, that bothers me, but I'd rather you do that. I mean, heck, if you're going to research 2 days before, at least take time to research. What would bother me more is the people who go vote, but they're literally going in there like, oh, I recognize that name. Sure.
Well, I am targeting the first week of September for the voter guide. And the reason I'm doing that early is we're voting early. We want to encourage people to vote early. Now, the big races are going to be easy this year. Let's just face it. But it's the amendments that you're going to face. Five of them on the ballot in the state of Missouri. You need to understand what's at stake, and I will be happy to enlighten you on that. So I'll be putting out the voter guide again probably around the first week of September, just so people have a chance to download that, educate themselves a little bit on what these issues are. No on three, no on three, no on three. Let me repeat that. Heidi Harris always said you have to repeat it three times, right, Carl?
Always.
No on three, no on three, no on three. Got that one covered.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
We miss our friend Heidi. She used to be on Sunday nights with us and join us here on the air some. Still filling in for other stations around the country. Maybe us here at some point. But here's the deal. Coming up on September 11th, another key date, we will be taking the show live to beautiful Eureka, Missouri. And it's going to be a lot of fun. More details to come shortly, but we're going to be live down there. They're going to have a stage set up. They're going to have the street closed off. We're going to be raising money for, I believe, Focus Marine. That's correct. Foundation.
Yep.
And, of course, it's 9/11 on top of all of that. So show your patriotism. Come down. You can help us raise money for Focus Marines. They help people transition back into civilian life, regardless of which branch of the service they've been in. They do really good work. And we'll be doing that. Also, the day before that, which is the 10th, is the day there's supposed to be a debate, we hear. Even though Donald Trump is questioning on Truth Social right now whether or not he should participate on ABC News because of the horrible bias they showed in their interview with Tom Cotton and others.
He will. I know he's threatening that, but you know Trump's going to show up, because if he doesn't, then Kamala Harris is going to get away with not doing any interviews, any debates.
I believe he is probably negotiating publicly. He's trying to get them to give him something. They're afraid he's going to back out. They're likely to negotiate a little bit.
Yeah, but don't you think? I think even if he got nothing that he wanted, he'll still show up because he kind of has to.
He can't not show up.
Yeah. He's going to be there.
So anyway, the 10th of September is the debate with Kamala Harris. We're having a watch party out at Dave and Buster's. Doors open at 7. Debate starts at 8. It's limited seating. So you got to go to 971talk.com. You'll see it pinned to the top of the page there either on the main page or under the events page, and get registered. It's free. We just need to know who's coming, because at some point we'll stop talking about it because it will be full. And then you'll be locked out on the outside looking in. So, and there's nothing we can do to help you at that point. So don't say you weren't warned. Come out and have fun with us. Everybody from 97.1, most of us will be there. Carl Middleman, where will you be when
Las
that's going on?
Wages. Carl, seeing Heidi Harris, actually.
Carl will be seeing Heidi Harris in Las Vegas, not the Eagles, though, right?
No, they
get start there
the
next day
after
that
I
you
leave.
So you can't win them all, Carl. You're going to the gambling capital of the world, but you lost that gamble.
It's all right.
Sorry, this will be fun. Everybody but Carl will be there. Let's put it that way. All right, listen, have a great Monday.
Try to stay cool out there. Kilmeade's up next with the latest on this RFK news. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
Good morning, Mark. I was listening to Governor Raimondo at the DNC. I don't know what state she's from. But a reporter asked her about the jobs report that was off by almost a million jobs. And she goes, I don't believe anything Trump says. And the reporter says, that's not from Trump. That's from the Bureau of Labor. And she's like, I don't know anything about that. This is the kind of people that, I mean, it's a good chunk of the country that believes this, that has this Trump derangement syndrome. How the heck are we going to govern a country where most of the country has this irrational view of Trump? I wish the Constitution gave us an opportunity to kick states out of the union. That's I just don't know how we're going to go forward with that kind of attitude.
Yeah. That from the listener comment line from the Odyssey app this morning. You can go there and record messages and leave them for us as well. I agree with him. That's frustrating. When the frustrating part for me is how many just uneducated on politics people there are out there. The ones that will look you in the eye and say, I don't care about politics, even though it affects every aspect of their life. And the other ones that tune in a week or two out from an election and try to educate themselves on the issues. That's a big problem because the people that only watch MSDNC or CNN are going to see something like that and you know, it's gonna roll right off of them. They're going to have no idea because Gina Raimondo didn't know about it. She's the commerce secretary. She might have been a governor. Now she's this commerce secretary, and she claims she didn't know those jobs numbers were inflated.
Yeah, she just didn't know how to react to it because how do you defend them overshooting by 818,000 jobs?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. I'm very bothered, and I know people who will say, I just don't vote because I don't care about politics. You have to care about politics. But this whole thing about researching right before it, I mean, yes, that bothers me, but I'd rather you do that. I mean, heck, if you're going to research 2 days before, at least take time to research. What would bother me more is the people who go vote, but they're literally going in there like, oh, I recognize that name. Sure.
Well, I am targeting the first week of September for the voter guide. And the reason I'm doing that early is we're voting early. We want to encourage people to vote early. Now, the big races are going to be easy this year. Let's just face it. But it's the amendments that you're going to face. Five of them on the ballot in the state of Missouri. You need to understand what's at stake. And I will be happy to enlighten you on that. So I'll be putting out the voter guide again probably around the first week of September, just so people have a chance to download that, educate themselves a little bit on what these issues are. No on three, no on three, no on three. Let me repeat that. Heidi Harris always said you have to repeat it three times, right, Carl?
Always.
No on three, no on three, no on three. Got that one covered.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
We miss our friend Heidi. She used to be on Sunday nights with us and join us here on the air some. Still filling in for other stations around the country. Maybe us here at some point. But here's the deal. Coming up on September 11th, another key date, we will be taking the show live to beautiful Eureka, Missouri. And it's going to be a lot of fun. More details to come shortly, but we're going to be live down there. They're going to have a stage set up. They're going to have the street closed off. We're going to be raising money for, I believe, Focus Marine. That's
correct.
Foundation.
Yep.
And, of course, it's 9/11 on top of all of that. So show your patriotism. Come down. You can help us raise money for Focus Marines. They help people transition back into civilian life, regardless of which branch of the service they've been in. They do really good work. And we'll be doing that. Also, the day before that, which is the 10th, is the day there's supposed to be a debate, we hear. Even though Donald Trump is questioning on Truth Social right now whether or not he should participate on ABC News because of the horrible bias they showed in their interview with Tom Cotton and others.
He will. I know he's threatening that, but you know Trump's going to show up because if he doesn't, then Kamala Harris is going to get away with not doing any interviews, any debates,
I believe he is probably negotiating publicly. He's trying to get them to give him something. They're afraid he's going to back out. They're likely to negotiate a little bit.
Yeah, but don't you think, I think even if he got nothing that he wanted, he'll still show up. Because he kind of has to.
He can't not show up.
Yeah. He's going to be there.
So anyway, the 10th of September is the debate. With Kamala Harris, we're having a watch party out at Dave & Buster's. Doors open at 7. Debate starts at 8. It's limited seating. So you got to go to 971talk.com. You'll see it pinned to the top of the page there, either on the main page or under the events page, and get registered. It's free. We just need to know who's coming, because at some point we'll stop talking about it because it will be full. And then you'll be locked out on the outside looking in. Saying there's nothing we can do to help you at that point. So don't say you weren't warned. Come out and have fun with us. Everybody from 97.1, most of us will be there. Carl Middleman, where will you be when that's going on?
Las Vegas. Seeing Heidi Harris, actually.
Carl will be seeing Heidi Harris in Las Vegas. Not the Eagles, though, right?
No, they
start the next day after that you leave. So you can't win them all, Carl. You're going to the gambling capital of the world, but you lost that gamble.
It's all right.
Sorry, this will be fun. Everybody but Carl will be there. Let's put it that way. All right, listen, have a great Monday. Try to stay cool out there. Kilmeade's up next with the latest on this RFK news, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.